It is time for sports here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. And I hate to keep going back to this, but the New York baseball teams are really on top of their game this year. They're both in first place in the division. I think the Yankees have the best record in baseball. The Mets have the second best record in baseball. A big series in Toronto started 2 days ago. The Yankees won the first game. And last night, the Yankees won the second game by a score of... This has the wrong scores on here. Yeah. Tuesday, May 2nd are the scores that I want. And it's got the right scores now. Anyways, the Yankees in game number 2 won 9-1. Now, it was a strange game because it was 2-1 when the seventh inning completely unraveled for Toronto, including a bad, very, very bad call by the umpiring crew. But Toronto could not challenge it because they had lost a previous challenge. And that contributed to the Yankees scoring tons of runs in that inning. But nice thing about what happened yesterday was Judge hit his 9th home run of the year. But he hit it in the middle deck in center field, left center field. And it was by a fan, a young kid who was wearing a Judge t-shirt. Some adult caught the ball and then gave it to the kid, and the kid started crying. My goodness gracious. Baseball, apple pie, and America.
Drill deep to left field. There it goes. See ya. A long home run. Ties this game at 1.
Man, what a great at-bat. Four seamer.
Now, we're going to show you something that if you have allergies or if there's dust in the house, this might affect you a little bit. On Aaron Judge's home run, proof positive that there are good things and good people in this world. Watch this. It's caught by a Blue Jay fan, and it gives it to an Aaron Judge fan. Awesome.
It was awesome. It was, and the kid cried. It was awesome. That's all you can say. So let's hear it for the fan. All right. So now let's go back to the scoreboard in Major League Baseball. Once again, the Mets took on the Braves, doubleheader. In game number 1, the Mets won 5-4. In game number 2, the Mets won 3-0. Not too shabby, huh? No siree. In other games that affect the Yankees and their standings, the Red Sox down the Angels 4-0. So you can look at the standings, and really, I can't remember when the Yankees and the Mets each had the best record in baseball. The Yankees are now 18-6, 3.5 games ahead of Toronto, 4 games ahead of Tampa Bay, 8 games ahead of Boston. And the Mets, well, they've got the second best record in baseball. They are 18-8, 4.5 ahead of Miami, 6 ahead of Philadelphia, 7 ahead of Atlanta, and 8.5 ahead of Washington. If this holds up, it'll be a banner year for New York baseball. And who knows? But it's still got a long, long, long time to go. All right. Now, taking a look at the schedule for today, Wednesday, May 4th. See where the Rangers, the Yankees take on the Blue Jays at 7 p.m. And it looks like the Mets have the day off. No, they don't. The Braves take on the Mets at 1 o'clock this afternoon. See if I can find where the Red Sox are. Yep, the Red Sox take on the Angels at 7 o'clock tonight. So that's Major League Baseball. Okay? All right. So let's take a look let's go to the National Hockey League. Tough night for the Rangers. Tough night for the Rangers. The Rangers fell in triple overtime, 4-3 to Pittsburgh. The Capitals defeated the Florida Panthers 4-2. The Avalanche beat the Predators 7-2. Dallas lost to Calgary 1-0. All right. See if there was any action last night in the NBA. The Celtics over the Bucks 109-86. The Grizzlies over the Golden State Warriors 106-101. So there you go. Those are some of the scores from yesterday. The National Hockey League, NBA, and Major League Baseball. What else is coming up? Well, taking a look at the general look at what's going on in sports. We've got the USFL coming up this weekend. We've got horse racing. Mike Causey will be joining us on Friday, giving us his picks. Of course, NASCAR. So there's a lot going on. That is a quick check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.